Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word, Day 100. Whoops, what is it? 45, 54?
Wow.
154 days of this year is done, been gone.
Wow.
Where have you been? Today we begin the book of Proverbs. Of course, Solomon sitting on his throne, ruling, reigning, judging, with all that wisdom God gave him because he answered the question right in a dream. Pay attention in your dreams. Don't just act like you can slide by because it's a dream. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. Glad to have you guys with us. Are you ready? Didn't get my papers ready. I really should pay more attention. Here we go. Excuse me. All right. Let's pray the opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love. Be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height. So I will know the love of God, which passes all understanding. It's amazing. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, here we go. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs, primarily written by Solomon, also Eger and Lemuel. They both wrote Proverbs. And the key words of the book of Solomon is the words wisdom and understanding. And Billy Graham, it is said, read the book of Proverbs through every month of his life.
Wow.
Is it any wonder he was as wise as he was?
Amazing.
Amen. Chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. See, that's what you get when you get the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And he's more willing to be in the inside of you than you even are to ask him to show up. Verse 4, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Oh.
They despise it. But that's this ruling class of idiots that's with us right now. They despise intelligence and I don't, it, If you ask me, it defies all logic and understanding that they even... If I was that dumb, I'd be ashamed to show my face in public. I'm over it now. Verse number 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. His mother was sitting beside him on a throne. For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Chains of gold, jewels. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. Well, look at this next phrase. It takes away the life of its owner to be greedy for gain. It takes away the life because you ain't chasing life. You're chasing greed, and that's a demon. Verse 20, the call of wisdom. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. On the internet, she's going to speak. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight, don't be around them. Fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. Notice that spirit's not capitalized. I will make my words known to you because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Wow. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled to the full with their own fancies, for the turning away of the simple will slay them. Wow. For the complacency of fools will destroy them. Whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Now you think about that. He said, I will laugh at your calamity because you disdain counsel. 28, they will call on me, but I will not answer. Wisdom will not answer them. Have you ever seen anybody that truly looked like they were trying to find wisdom, but they couldn't get it? Well, there's a revelation of what's going on in their life right there, because They have disdained wisdom. And wisdom says, disdain me, and I'll mock when you call. They shall eat the fruit of their own way. Wow. The complacency of fools will destroy them. All right. Chapter 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her like silver, search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. He said the same thing over there in chapter 1. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the destruction, seductress, who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth, forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her to return, nor do they gain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. My. Now, this is our circle the wagon process. You and I, every one of us, can look at the lives of people around us and say, huh, that is the problem with that person. They always act like they want to know, but they don't really want to know. That, you know, it's all right. You can say it.
Until you try to tell them, and then there's really no interest there.
Until you try to tell them, and then the only thing they're going to talk about is what they know and how much they know. You're never going to gain any more wisdom by only knowing what you know. If you don't submit your knowledge and understanding level to something that's greater than you, you will always be as dumb as you are right now. It's like Andrew Womack says, how dumb can you be and still breathe? But no, see, the reality is wisdom. It's crying out in the streets. It's in the mouth of the wise and the foolish and the rich and the poor and the young and the old and the educated and the simple. Wisdom shows up anywhere anybody will let it show up. And the number one doctrine you're going to hear me teach you is that our Father wants to be in oneness with you. Mm-hmm. And the reality about that is he will lead you. His path he's leading you on establishes you in every area of your life and breaks off the junk and the garbage. And so the answer is quit trying to be religious and walk with God. And if you don't understand that, then send me an email and I'll help you understand it. Honestly, I'll give you a couple of videos to study and you'll be like, a light will come on, like a big light will come on. And like the light on the wing of the jet that you can see for miles, that light will come on. And you'll see it. Because as soon as you see it, you'll never be the same. Now, maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Now is the time to pray the prayer of salvation, where you'll be right with God and returned, restored, renewed to what God made us in the garden. If you pray this prayer with us. No, I'm going to command you. I command you to pray this prayer with us. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Come into my life right now.
Come into my life right now.
Fill every part of me.
Fill every part of me.
With all of your love.
With all of your
love. All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
understand
power.
The word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. You might be saying, Pastor, something happened on the inside. Yeah, it did. Jesus just came into your life. Your spirit man was brought back to life. Adam's spirit died in the garden. He didn't die. His spirit died. Lost its connection with God. Your spirit man just came alive unto God right now. You're made a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things come new. God's still on the inside making things happen right now. You might have this experience you're experiencing right now. It might last for a couple hours. Enjoy it. Talk to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Serious, because it's God Almighty that just filled you. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just showed up. Jesus, the light of the world, just showed up. His mercy, love, grace, and righteousness just filled you, and you're filled overflowing. You ain't what you was. You are what you am. It's a good life. And it's a blessed life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it for tonight. Got a short night for this morning. And we declare in Jesus' mighty name that the revelation of who God is in you and who you are in God comes to you. Transforms it. You'll never be the same for the rest of your life. And whatever you do, don't put your name in the hat with any of them fools. And quit voting for them, because that's you putting your name in their hat. And there's going to be a lot of people in heaven, and Jesus is going to say, why'd you vote for that person? And you'd be like, abadi, 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 my mama told me. Well, right now you're standing before me. And every man will have to give an account of his work to God. Nobody can stand there for you. You don't matter how much the government said, you just stay home, mama, and take care of the kids. You don't have to have a job. It does. You're going to have to give an account of your life. You are a single being all by yourself. And God is your father, so get to know him right now. And what's cool is he's not standing there with a stick. I'm going to beat you if you do something wrong. He's got a stick, and he's like, let me tell you about bamboo. Let me tell you how hollow it is. Let me show you what the stick's all about. It's not to beat you with. God loves you. Did I already close once?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This will be the second closing.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you walk with God and bless your life in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you. And God loves
you.
And Jesus is
Lord.
See you on Saturday morning right here for Read the Word. In Jesus' mighty name.